The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 807 ESPN 97.5, 713 780 3776. 713.
You know, just listen to us. Brian Caswell, do you know what he has at his house in Montrose? Chickens. He raises chickens. Now,
well,
you know.
Yeah, but he kills them and cooks
chef
them.
Chef and all that stuff. Well, no, they just, he's got, you know what his girl, he said, all my girls, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Aretha Franklin. He has three of his chickens are named, and he took a picture.
Does he get his eggs from them?
Yes, I think so, yeah. Look. Oh, he just said, oh, I'm sorry. The Dixie Chicks, Emily, Natalie, Marty was taken by a possum. Possum got one of them. And Drumstick, that's my son JJ's birds. Look, he's his birds. I feel like you can do that in Montrose and the Heights.
I kind of feel like they're filthy, though.
You can get away with that in Montrose, the Heights, and probably...
Caswell, are they filthy?
And probably League City.
They're filthy animals, aren't they?
You could probably have chickens in League City.
What are you talking about?
You could probably have chickens.
Why is League City included?
Yeah.
And also Dickinson.
Don't you live in League City?
You could definitely have chickens in Dickinson.
You can have chickens in Alvin. I don't see people keeping chickens in League City.
Texas City, League City area? Sure.
Do you have a pen in your backyard, though?
No. Would you have a chicken, though?
No.
Would you get eggs from it? Okay.
No, I don't like eggs.
You don't like eggs?
No.
What is wrong with you?
I'm not going to cook eggs.
You don't
soft
like
scramble
and you don't like
a
eggs.
A soft scrambled cheese eggs? Are you kidding me?
No, not soft scrambled.
I'm not
over
doing
easy.
That.
Does he only
over easy is fine. You soft scrambled's great. You didn't even have my soft scrambled eggs with a little bit of garlic and a little bit of cheese.
You're always a great cook. We know.
Do you make it on your Traeger?
We could. You could smoke your eggs.
Absolutely. The eggs aren't processed on the breakfast sandwich. Get them out of my face.
You can smoke your eggs.
Yeah, who doesn't like eggs?
If they're not
on a breakfast sandwich, get them out of my face.
Don't smoke my eggs.
So you do like them on breakfast sandwich.
Like my son Mason,
who hates cheese.
Processed
but we eat pizza all damn day long.
How do you eat anything? Everything should have cheese on it.
Exactly. And my son Mason's like, cheese. And then you're like, here's a cheese pizza. Ooh, this is delicious.
Nah. American
this is the same cheese. What are you doing?
American cheese from a fast food place can EAD.
Not if it's melted on a burger.
Beat it, American cheese.
Not if it's melted on a chicken.
Caswell says chickens are clean and easy. I'm not buying it. They look like a filthy animal to me. You're a filthy animal. Let's get Sean in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Sean?
How y'all doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, man, you guys crack me up, man. Y'all are freaking hilarious. I can listen to y'all every day and get a good laugh in the morning.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Sean.
One thing I want to talk about, man, don't tell that lady that ran on that field at the game yesterday about the episode of Seinfeld, whenever they Kramer bought a chicken and then it turns out it's a rooster. And then they did the cockfighting on that episode. You know, little Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
That's right. So they,
she might get offended by that episode.
Cockfighting, that's a like different deal now. That would be cool. I mean, I.
Yeah. And also, I want to know why U of A things rank lower. Why are they so high up? They're 15-0.
Oh, in basketball?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of bounce from subject to subject.
No, no, no. Yeah. No. So Kelvin is doing a great job over there. Where are they ranked right now?
17.
Well, all right. I mean.
All right. Where does Kelvin rank in the coaches in this city?
Right now?
Yeah. Second to AJ.
You don't put him ahead of D'Antoni? His guy's done a pretty good job with Houston. I'm gonna say D'Antoni.
He was also
second.
The coach when they were 13-13.
But they're not that.
Or 13-16, whatever they were.
But you judge them whatever what they are. Yeah, right. He was also the coach of a 60-win team last year.
Yeah, but he's also got James Harden and Chris Paul. Well, he's got James Harden.
Houston probably doesn't have the hardest schedule in their in the opening.
Well, yeah, they did. They played a good schedule so far.
Have they?
Yeah.
I would say,
they beat Oklahoma State. They beat LSU.
They beat a ranked Oregon team at the time. Now they're, I don't think
I'm
Oregon's
still
very good
put Mike
right
D'Antoni
now,
ahead of Kelvin Sampson, but I would say, I mean, I'll put Kelvin Sampson third.
Yeah.
I'll put him third. It's not going to be major anymore. He's gone.
What about Dana's
Dana,
like, whoa.
He's never managed, he's never coached a game in Houston.
No, but he's been a coach. He's a coach. He's in Houston.
I'm not going to judge him until he coaches.
No.
I don't know. I would say Kelvin and I'd say Kel. I mean, no one's putting Bill O'Brien in the top three right now.
Hmm? Who's going to do that?
Who is? And now he won 11 games.
Yeah.
Won another division championship three of the last
we
4 years.
We were 9-7, won the AFC South. Yeah. No, I mean, well, speaking of schedules, now, honestly, you look at that schedule next year. Look at that schedule next year.
The Texans.
The NFC South and the AFC West.
The over-under is going to go to 8.5 for the Texans, and people are going to bet it under.
Yeah. They're an under bet next year.
I was on one of my number one rated shows yesterday called The Blitz.
What?
And we
you were on one of them?
One of them. This is the
one of them. This show is a number one rated show?
This is a – we're a top rated show, too. I think we are. I don't know. I heard we're number one at the station now.
I
so
haven't
now
heard
this
anything.
Is this
I
is
haven't
my
heard
primary.
Anything about that.
Who told you that?
It got real quiet. We didn't get any emails about us.
I don't
one
know
at
why
station.
We didn't get an email about those ratings.
Who told you we were number one overall at the station?
Yeah, who said that?
John, who is the guy who sends emails out. I said, I didn't see that email. And Tyler started laughing. He goes, yeah, I just got super busy with Christmas and everything.
So John told you just you. He didn't broadcast it to the entire Gal Media conglomerate.
Wait a minute.
When
the Blitz is number one, is hurry up. Can I get this email?
I can't get the email. You can find
wait
time.
This is like 3 weeks ago we were named number one, and I didn't hear anything.
He got busy. And the emails take time to craft. They take time to craft. You don't have that time at the holidays. Shopping. You get lots of crazy shopping stuff
I'm not even blaming John. I'm pretty sure there's a mandate. Hey, man, you ain't sending that email out. I'm pretty sure.
That email. Put that in draft.
I didn't see that email.
I'm pretty sure someone said, hey, you ain't sending that email out.
Delete that draft. You think that's happened? Delete that draft?
Yeah.
You think?
He might have had it. He might have it in his draft, but someone said, hey, you ain't sending that out.
Well, so we were talking about the Texans and you know, we're the same conversation we have about the holes you have in your roster. When you really start to do the math on this and you start to figure out how long JJ is going to potentially play, and now Whitney Mercilus, I think, is going to be a cap casualty. And I don't know. I think Clowney's going to be – I would franchise him. I would not give him money yet. I would franchise
him
another year. That's what I would do. I'd franchise Jadeveon, which means he's going to get a ton of money for this year.
So,
and then I'd see how he plays and then decide from there.
I don't know who this is, but that very subject, the title of this article is "The Texans Championship Window is Now." On the other side, we'll talk about that. We got Bill, David and Lonnie want to talk about Bill O'Brien and Bama. So we'll do that on the other side.
See that national championship game? Didn't go the way. I guess Alabama's not going to beat an NFL team. I guess, can we stop that?
Yeah.
Could Alabama beat the Bills?
No.
They can't beat Clemson.
No, that's Clemson can't beat them either, okay?
Yeah, no.
Just exactly. So you know. But HR and P, they're beating everybody. All you got to do is go to HRP.net, HRP.net. Listen, whatever it is that you're having an issue with your payroll company, our payroll company is better. They take care of all of the business. They take care of everything that you need. Now, payroll is number one. Make sure that that's done correctly and it's on time and it's always, always, always accurate. That's the case with us. Then the HR. You have any issues, you don't want to take care of that business on your own, because if you do, people have lost their businesses because they took care of HR problems on their own. And then they get sued and all this stuff. So let HR and P take care of that. Let them take care of your taxes. Let them take care of your Affordable Care Act. Let them take care of your benefits. Let them take care of your insurance. Let them do all of those things that you're paying someone and you're losing money. You're losing man hours because you're taking care of that and you shouldn't. If your business has 15 to 50,000 employees or even more, all you got to do is go to HRP.net. 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Cleaning up a few things before we get to the calls. Caswell says fresh, free-range eggs are one of life's greatest gifts. And somebody said there's a hen house behind his house, and he's eating their eggs, and he said he can't eat regular eggs anymore because they're so delicious.
I grew up on that. I mean, my grandma had eggs. I told that story before where we would go out there and get eggs. Like my grandma's, we'd go to the chicken coop on my grandma's farm on Grandma and Grandpa Zierlein, and we would get as a kid. And then my Grandma Zierlein was so farmed up, like she was true farm. She would grab them by the feet, not the ones who were laying eggs. She would grab them by the feet, hang them upside down, and then she'd just put them on the ground and then take a metal, it was this big, heavy metal bar, and put it over the top of their neck and then just stand on it and just lift straight up, and the neck would pop straight up. She'd put it on the ground, the body would flop around.
That's what a chicken with its head cut off.
Yeah, and me and my, yeah, it's exactly, and then me and my brother would play chicken, for lack of a better term. Who would flinch first? My brother would immediately run, and I would immediately run second, like just enough to win.
Yeah.
And we would take off running from, and then pluck the feathers, get it ready, farm dinner. Eating
delicious chicken.
Farm dinner, eating delicious chicken.
By the way, Christian, that's not a mugshot of me. That's John Gotti. Okay?
That is Gotti, isn't it?
That
is Gotti.
That's not me. So that is incorrect. That's inaccurate. Let's get some calls in here. David wants to talk about Bill O'Brien. What do you say, David?
Morning, gents. Thanks for taking my call. Love what you guys do and love the show.
Appreciate it, man.
The podcast every day.
Del, stop. Appreciate that. Stop those hand gestures, Del. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I have to give Bill O'Brien some credit for getting some effective play calls out when he was holding Frank Wright's pocket all day and being walked around the yard. I can't wait for the NFL films to put the video out on YouTube. Assuming Frank Reich was mic'd up, where they do the pregame exchange, and he just says, O'Brien, hand, pocket, about to get real fish.
What's that a reference to?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, if you're holding somebody's
holding the pocket
prison,
in
it's about to get,
it, that,
yeah,
so
it's
you
about
know,
to get not real good for you.
So in prison, I remember the first time I saw this was on Prison Break. Where this guy named, what's his name? It wasn't Teabag, was it? What was his name? It's something Bagwell. It was his name. And he had his pockets pulled inside out, and somebody else had to hold on to his pocket and walk around, you know, his person in prison had to walk around holding his pockets. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. And wait, right now, the Colts.
Bill O'Brien's not holding, he's not holding Frank Reich's pockets.
But it feels like the Colts right now, over the last two games, it feels like they're imposing their will on the Texans. It doesn't feel great.
Does feel like they got violated, those two games.
Frank Reich's like, yeah, I punted. You're well. I went for it when I could have punted. You're welcome. Have your little meaningless division title while I keep moving on in the playoffs.
That is kind of true.
Enjoy that. I know you guys thought, oh, we got one over on the Colts. What now?
Okay, before we get to Lonnie.
Frank's like, we ain't nobody's bitch.
Is this the Texans championship window now?
See, I don't think it. I think the window, if they're going to have a window, I think they've got to recreate a window.
I think it's going to be a couple, maybe not next year, but the year after.
This iteration isn't necessarily the championship window. It's going to look a lot different if they're going
to
have
one. They have to get better players. They need more good players to have the chance. Because Deshaun is his second year. I mean, 4, 5, 6 years into this thing, he's going to be really good. So the window is how, you know, where is your quarterback at?
Your window
is with we saw that Deshaun, quite frankly, he wasn't ready for.
Frankly,
he wasn't ready for Saturday.
Nuke Hopkins is a direct relationship to your window. It's not JJ, who was a 2011 incoming. It's Nuke Hopkins, who was a, what, 14 incoming. It's going to be a little late.
I think you got to get another guy if you want to know the truth.
Yeah. No. You have Will Fuller. Everything's fine.
Nuke was drafted 2013.
Yeah.
13? Okay. That's why I think the window's a little beyond what it is now. I this is what I said on the Blitz yesterday. I said, when you've got, because how many times
can we just play that from the number one show?
When you have points to make, can you just save the
They won't allow us to
play it here
because they think we get heat off of it.
Your original thoughts.
Well, my original thoughts are this. If you ever have to lead a sentence with, when he's healthy, because that's what you have to do with Will Fuller all the time, right?
Yeah, but we did that with Deshaun. I was like, what? Because he had a knee injury? Stop.
Fuller's real, though.
Fuller is real.
3 years on the IR?
Yeah.
Fuller's real. And so when you have to say, man, when he's healthy, you're probably setting yourself up for failure. When you got to say with two guys, man, when Kiki QT and Will Fuller are both healthy, if you lead with when they are both healthy or if they are both healthy, you're setting yourself – that means that they're not healthy. You know who – and Fred brought this up, and it's a great correlation. Remember when we used to do that, the excitement that never came to be? And by the way, and I brought up this, that's what I was terrified with Chris Paul about. When you have a core guy that you have to win with and your first opening salvo is – man, when Chris Paul is healthier, if Chris Paul is healthy, that's the worst thing that you can say about a guy you really need. And the last time we did that, man, if Yao Ming is healthy, when Yao Ming and Tracy McGrady are both healthy, remember when we used to say that? That means you're setting yourself up for failure because they're not going to be healthy. No. Man, when they're both healthy, look out. When are they both healthy? And then they have the graphic. They've been, when they've played together in 23 games, like, well, that's not enough.
Yeah. Same with Chris Paul. It's the same deal. Lonnie is here, wants to talk about Bama and Clemson. What do you say, Lonnie?
Hey, morning, guys. I appreciate y'all putting me on the show, man.
Not a problem, Lonnie. What's up?
Thanks for listening.
Everybody's kind of, I'm a huge Alabama fan. I've been a Tide fan my whole life, so I've seen a lot more bad years than 14-1. You got a lot of people coming down on us this morning. I think everybody forgets, the facts have been talked about a couple of times. We've lost a lot of coaches. You know, Bama lost, I think, like 20-something coaches since this 4-year run. We've been worn out with Clemson. And plus the lack of depth and seniority probably in the secondary and defense, man. Our defense just wasn't what it was, so.
The secondary.
How y'all feel about that?
Well, how about this, though, Lonnie? The fact of the matter is you guys just reload with 5-star guys. You know what? You got guys that come in. Jalen Waddle comes in as a freshman and is wait a minute. Clemson's best two guys last night were both freshmen, so you can't tell me
secondary, John.
But get the best defensive backs in the country.
Yeah, but you can't speed up experience.
And wait a minute, losing that's an entire secondary. Would you rather replace a quarterback and his wide receiver with two freshmen, or would you rather replace your defensive backs?
When you say defensive backs, so in today's day and age, that's 5 to 6 players. Alabama lost every player. who they used last year.
They beat almost every player. 23 points.
I know, but their defense. His point was the defense isn't as good. We saw it.
It wasn't as good in the last three games. When Lonnie, when you were dominating everybody all season long, I didn't
LSU,
hear this. I never heard this.
Magic Man Joe Burrows. That's not hard. They didn't play great
the
competition.
SEC doesn't exactly have the quarterbacks that they face. Even Jake Fromm, who is, I would say, average.
He was more Jake from State Farm this year.
Yeah.
But
they don't place quarterbacks that can take advantage. Now, I think they'll be fine in the Big 12 because they're of their offense themselves. But if they played a schedule of quarterbacks that could take advantage of it, it would have been exposed more. Look at the schedule of quarterbacks they played. There's no one on that schedule
they were,
until at the back
but
half.
But they were hurt by not having Christian Miller, who was a big part of the rush this year for the first time since he's been at Alabama. He was a big part. He hurt his hammy in the Oklahoma game, and they had no edge speed. They just were left with – that looked like old-school Nick Saban with big lumbering guys trying to rush the passer. And when Trevor Lawrence wasn't pressured, it was a nightmare for that secondary because they couldn't cover. There were busts, though, too. One guy tore his ankle, knee up, whatever it was. So that ended up being a quote-unquote bust because Thompson screwed up, you know, got slipped on the grass. And then on the first quarter, that had to have been a bust too, right?
When he got deep.
When he was running free.
It was, yeah. They ran two streaks right after each other. Like, so whatever the safety did, if you played it deep, I think he was going to hit him on the guy who was following. It was like two follow routes. And I don't know if Alabama wasn't ready for it, but the safety sat on the shorter streak and the other guy
Clemson
ran right
just
by
has
him.
No listen, fear of Alabama
listen,
at all.
They played Mississippi State. They played Auburn.
Victor Joe can't throw the football.
They played Missouri.
Only Drew Locke you've mentioned can throw the football.
Drew Locke is, yeah. Auburn had, Jarrett did not have a good year. Auburn had a bad year.
But Jarrett
although
Stidham
he beat
can
him
throw
last
the football.
Year. Not, Jarrett Stidham can throw the football. Yeah. He beat him last year.
Yeah, he beat him last year. That's right. I mean, they weren't as good this year.
But their offensive line was terrible at Auburn this year.
They played who they played. So the SEC is not any good anymore, apparently.
I'm not saying they're not any good, but they've never had
SEC.
Good when have they had a run of quarterbacks that Alabama had
hey,
to contend
you
with?
Know what? You got to show
they've
up
never
and play.
Done that.
Clemson showed up. Clemson showed up.
I'm not making excuses because I can't stand Alabama.
You're
but
such
an
Alabama honk.
Yeah, you are
hey, Thundersticks, enough with your Alabama love.
Nice job. That's a terrible way to deflect from your Thundersticks. Alabama doesn't play good quarterbacks. And when they do, much like a lot of college football defenses, they'll get exposed. They played a run of probably two of the most talented quarterbacks they've seen back-to-back ever,
yes.
At least in this run, and they got exposed.
Well, and then when they played Deshaun, they got exposed.
You're playing
2 years in a row.
You're playing elite quarterbacks. Yep. You're going to get exposed. That's not an Alabama thing. That's an every defense
everybody.
Thing.
That's why they're elite quarterbacks.
Yeah. It is an offense heavy.
Yeah, Lonnie, when Deshaun put that on you for 2 years, was it because you didn't have defensive backs? No.
You're facing a first-round legendary college football
quarterback. And they beat you.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
those years. They lost the other one,
but
they got
Deshaun
crushed.
Was awesome.
Yeah, Deshaun had over 400 total yards.
Let's talk about men's tackle. Let's talk about maybe Deshaun could use a little.
Nope, that's
illegal.
So
he can't do that.
I don't think he needs any testosterone. I think he's a 20-something-year-old man who's extremely virile.
Hey, sometimes 20-year-olds need testosterone.
No, it's pretty much never, and you should not have additional testosterone in your body or you're going to test positive with WADA, and you'll have to move your fight to another state.
Maybe that's a little inaccurate, but okay.
Okay. I can tell you this, though. It's a lot easier to keep that same energy when your testosterone level is the same because you do keep your same energy. You keep it the same from day to day, week to week. If that testosterone level drops, it's hard to keep that same energy because you don't have it and you have a decline in energy level and it seeps into everything in your life. You become much more sluggish. You become more of a couch potato. That desire and the drive to get out there and do the workouts or live life to the fullest, it just kind of diminishes on you. Work is not as fulfilling to you. Everything feels like a grind. Life shouldn't be a grind. Life, you should find areas to have fun. You should be able to go out there and live your life. Have the drive at the workplace. Have the libido that you want in the bedroom. Whatever your issues might be, and it could be one of those, it could be all of those, Men's T Clinic is there to help. If you want to see where your testosterone level is, they will get you checked out. It takes just minutes to get your results back. And if you are low in testosterone, they can start treating you and getting you back to being the real you. I did it, and it's made a huge, huge difference in my overall well-being. Make sure that you go to MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com. Four locations here in the Houston area, and they are waiting to get you back to being the real you. Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and the Heights. It's MensTeaClinic.com.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 836, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, if you'd like to get in here on the show. You're more than welcome to do that. We got caller. What's the deal? Why are people calling the show? That's unbelievable.
It's okay. People can call the show.
But that's not usual. It's
well, so here's what we witnessed
yesterday. By the way, Brian Caswell also says, chickens are clean and easy. Ducks, on the other hand, are disgusting and a-holes.
Yeah, delicious, though.
Duck is delicious.
If duck's prepared well, it's delicious.
It's delicious, yeah.
I went to the place,
Quail
the Cajun
is delicious,
place.
Too.
I went to Eunice. Our friends Paul and Brian were in town.
Yeah, it's really
good. So Paul and Brian were in town. We went to
really good
Riel. What was the second place we went to? We went to Riel. We went to three really good restaurants, and we went to Eunice the last night because we had heard you had said good things about it, and I'd heard a lot of good things. Man, it was really good. It was Cajun had a run in Houston, and then it kind of fell off,
this
it feels
is a
like.
A different kind of Cajun.
This is more elevated. Yeah. The chef's from Eunice, Louisiana. He's just a good old guy, came out to the table, and then it turned into Death by Chef, where Bobby Matos has done this too from State of Grace, where he just starts firing out food, and at the end, it's just like, it's like a dog. You know, if you keep putting food in front of a dog will eat until they throw up or their stomach explodes. And I'm a lot like that. If you keep throwing food out to the table, I will like, and then my wife goes, let's go have drinks at Better Luck Tomorrow. Like, can we just go lay down somewhere?
See, yeah. See, that's the thing.
I love going
out drinking and not eating at all.
Yeah.
Because you can just keep drinking.
It does eat up a little bit too much, but that food was, right, boy, that place. Did Wendy really like good. It? She's
she
from South
it.
Louisiana.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I thought it was legit.
All right.
It's a big ass building too. Yeah. Like the big giant, it's an office
building in there on the bottom.
But it was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the setup.
It's right at Richmond and Kirby. Let's get who's on. Jeff is next here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Jeff?
Hey, I have two questions for y'all. One for Lance. With Sevilla doing a little bit better at another team, and we've seen plenty of linemen leave the Texans and go somewhere else and do something better. Is that the culture or the scheme? And the other question I have is about
Tabo. You're talking about the Texans? Hold on.
Yes,
who are you?
Sevilla, now you're
who are you talking about doing well?
Well, Suofilo.
Oh, Suofilo. Nah, I don't think Suofilo is that good at all.
No, but Brandon Brooks went and became an All-Pro.
But they knew Brandon Brooks could play.
Yeah.
There was a personality conflict. I don't think they thought he was bought in on football character, like wasn't a hard worker, stuff like that. You got to figure that out because that guy's too good. You should have figured that out. And you know what? Honestly,
the Dwayne Brown thing, too.
Yep. You know, I've heard that Rick had a big clash with Dwayne, and it was hard to get figured out. And I don't know. You know, as far as the culture, I don't think it's coaching, and I don't think it's culture. I don't think Suofilo is very good at protecting a passer, which is a major problem. He's not a bad run blocker. He was decent as a run blocker. He had trouble keeping his weight down, and then he had a lot of trouble pass protecting. And the Texans ultimately said, we just can't be this leaky in the middle of our line pass pro. So, but I will tell you, I was pretty, you know, he didn't make it with the Titans. Titans brought him in. He flopped. Suofilo there. And then he went to the Cowboys. And then when I heard he was starting for a while, I was like, what the hell? And now Connor Williams is, I don't know if is he back in, but I know Connor Williams is starting the other day. But I don't know, Jeff. I don't know that there's a culture problem or not. I am interested to see if Mike Devlin hangs on to his spot this year. Well, I don't think all the issues are his, but at the same time, OB might make some changes.
Driving in on Monday, our good buddy Seth Payne went on a bit of a rant discussing how bad the O-line. It's either, he says they're either dumb or they're getting bad coaching, because I guess he and Wade Smith go back and forth, and Wade says the way the O-line is coached as compared to when he was a Texan, night and day. So Seth thinks it's the footwork and the coaching, or they're just dumb football players. I don't know which one.
I just
don't. And the other question I had was about Dabble. How come Dabble don't get that much run about NFL head coaching jobs?
You know what?
He's been so successful lately.
That's a good question. I think it's just because Nick Saban, because Dabo is not a young guy, and because Dabo is not Nick Saban. First of all, we know Nick Saban's not going to the NFL again. Dabo is the type of CEO Dabo could work in the NFL. Players love him. I think he's got a good demeanor where Nick just gets, and everything when he can't hyper-control everything, which you can't on the NFL level, I think that really drives him crazy. What do you think? I think Dabo could be an NFL head coach.
I do, too.
And I think he might be an NFL head coach unless he gets that Alabama job at some point.
Right. I think, yeah. You see the videos of him playing number 88. And you know someday he's going to be the Alabama head coach.
You don't think he just wants to create his own and be the greatest coach? Well,
don't you want to go back home to your alma mater?
I don't know what he wants to do.
That alma mater stuff is a weird pull. Yeah. I've never really understood how it can override everything, but there's something.
There is something.
I think it's because you have so much fun in college, and there's such a romanticized notion of being there. And I think Dabo would go to – I absolutely think he'd go to Alabama, but he's built Alabama.
Why do you want to follow Nick Saban?
I don't know. I don't think I would want to. I wouldn't want to.
Well, you know he's already going to get a statue at Clemson, right?
Yeah, he's their legend.
Stay there and keep your statue. Yeah. Be the Bear Bryant of Alabama.
I guess sometimes
Alabama.
You need a challenge, and sometimes you want to go home. Sometimes, you know what? He loved Alabama. He walked on it. He loves Alabama. Why would he not want to go back there?
Well, how about loving Clemson now?
You might really love Clemson.
Yeah, he might. I would imagine he loves Clemson now. I think he's such a rah-rah guy. Do you think maybe he would.
I think some of that works in the NFL.
Yeah,
I mean,
Pete
getting
Carroll.
Guys. Yeah, yeah. That's kind of who
Pete
he
Carroll.
Is. He's
yeah.
a he's the Pete Carroll CEO type. And those guys have longer shelf lives because they don't, like the O'Brien types don't have as long a shelf life because when they don't win, they grind on you, their personalities. I don't think Dabo's personality is ever going to grind on guys. And guys like, now, the difference is what Nick Saban knows is that Dabo recruits his ass off. And now it's about to get way easier. When we come back, we'll show you why it's going to get even easier. Yesterday, Clelin Ferrell, the defensive end number 99 from Clemson, had a he on the post-game interview when they had him, when Reese Davis was up there with him. It was Reese, wasn't it? When Reese Davis was up there, Clelin Ferrell mimicked an iconic interview, and we will not an interview, an iconic speech that we will play the original, and then we'll play what Clelin Ferrell said,
okay. And
we'll see what you think about it. I don't think you know the original.
I didn't see either.
You don't know either? Okay,
I didn't see Clelin.
Go ahead, Blind. You definitely want to hear this because I think it's going to lock down recruits for Clemson as the place to go in conjunction with them whipping Alabama. I think this may be, a no pun intended, a tide turner. When it comes to those two teams fighting over the same players, they may start to get some of those at Alabama's game.
Well, they got one of the more important players in the game last night to leave Alabama, so they're already winning those battles.
Yeah,
Justin Ross.
He left the state. He was their top guy, and he left. He said, "No, I want it because I don't know if my position coach is going to be there." Right?
That was one of the reasons.
Listen, we were talking about testosterone in 20-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Sometimes 20-year-olds do. Maybe they don't need testosterone, but sometimes they need some other help. Listen, there is a percentage of people who go to 4hymns.com/John5 that are under the age of 30. It just happens. You may have ED issues. Oh, well. But here's the deal. Back in the day, in the old days, you had no recourse. You were just, oh my God, this is horrible, and my life is terrible, and all of these.
I feel like they're
things.
Just trying to supercharge.
Yeah,
well, I feel like the 20-year-olds, if they're going, they're just trying to say, let's try to get to another
this
level.
This is sport now. Yeah, That's true.
But, hit the nitrous.
But you could have issues anyway. And you know what? How about having that confidence that every single time, no matter what, you're going. All right? It's go time. And that's what happens at 4hymns.com/John5. 4hymns.com/John5. And just $5 for the first month. That's unbelievable, people. As opposed to the doctor visit, to the prescription, and the waiting and the waiting. All of those things that you have to do if you go to the doctor's office to get the medication. Uh-uh. You go to 4hymns.com/John5. Bing, bing, bang, bang. Over. And you got it. Okay? It's easy. It's simple. It's inexpensive. It's all at 4hymns.com/John5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Yo, turn me up in the headphones.
Like that?
Yeah.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Okay, you got this sound real quick. Because we got calls that we're going to get you. We're going to get you guys in here. But this speech, it's not long, right? All right, so this is quick. You got both speeches, the original and then last night, right, Cleveland Farrell.
We got to start with the original. The original was a 1995 Source Awards. Was it BET Awards? Or I think it was the Source Awards.
Source Awards.
And this is when Suge Knight and Death Row Records, with Tupac was out of prison, and Snoop Dogg, they were, and Dre, I guess, at the time, too, although Dre tried to stay out of all that stuff. They were the big thing. They went to New York. They were in New York for the Source Awards in New York, and there was an East Coast, West Coast rivalry. Mm-hmm. Now, Suge Knight did not like the crews that were beefing were Tupac's, which is Death Row, who was beefing with everybody. And then, of course, it was Diddy and...
And Big.
It was Diddy and Biggie, but what was the... what was
Bad
Diddy's?
Boy.
Yeah, Bad Boy. So they went into New York at an award show, and at the Source Awards it can get a little tense at the Source Awards. There's a history. You can go see it on YouTube. Suge Knight comes into New York on their turf and basically just makes fun of Diddy, who was dancing all the time. Like, if you don't want these producers dancing on your videos, basically clowning around and you want to be left alone, he basically said, come to Death Row Records. He's recruiting other artists from New York to come to Death Row Records, which was a West Coast label, which is a big deal. East Coast, West Coast beef was a real thing. So he says this at the Source Awards, and the whole place gets pissed off. And I know it's the same award show. Snoop Dogg gets everyone all pissed off with comments he made, too. So here's what Suge Knight said. Here's his originally what he said.
One other thing I'd like to say. Any artist out there want to be an artist and want to stay a star, don't want to have to worry about the executive producer trying to be all in the video, all on the record, dancing. Come to Death Row.
The boys. All right, so you know, if you don't want a producer, meaning Diddy, mm-hmm. all on your videos, all on your records, dancing yeah. come to Death Row. Cleveland Farrell, so as Christian Wilkins is leaving it. He's, and I guess somewhere in the series of speeches, we're the West Coast. Whenever they were going up to, you know, to go give their award, they won an award, and that's why that was an award speech. So Christian Wilkins starts saying, we're the West Coast. We're there in Clemson. They're not the West Coast. So when he said that, that's kind of a foreshadowing. So Cleveland Farrell grabs the mic from him, and this is what he says.
We on the West Coast.
This is Cleveland Farrell, but
hey, a lot of y'all might understand this, but
if you want to cut, for any of them recruits out there, if you want to come to a program where you got to worry about your coach, I ought to be in the locker room dancing, come to Death Valley.
It's a very inside reference. I don't know how many people got it on the live broadcast. It's from 1990.
But Barstool immediately picked it up and started running with it. And a lot of places recognized that that was a Suge Knight thing. Or if they didn't before, they do now.
And the thought, my thought is that that was from 1995 when Suge Knight did it. So
I guess
their daddy,
their
daddies told them or whoever told them, because they weren't. They were,
or like, they just know history.
Maybe they're
rap iconic. Yeah,
yeah, but it's an iconic thing. I know it. I wasn't very old at the time.
No,
but
Suge too. You knew it.
Yeah,
did you know?
I knew what he was referencing when I heard it the first time.
Well, I imagine young guys might study Tupac.
Yeah,
and
but
Suge.
I think that's one of those things where, on the heels of an ass kicking, and then he comes up with that kind of reference. I think there's a lot of guys who are going to be like, "Yeah, that is awesome," because I think they are going to want to go to Clemson. And right now, it's a two dog show. My dad called me after the college playoffs have been announced. He goes, they just need to have it. It needs to basically just be Clemson, Alabama, and whoever the two best SEC teams are. Well, you know, it turned out Georgia got whipped, so maybe it just needs to be Clemson, Texas, and Alabama, and then they get another team dealt. I think that would be...
Texas is back!
I think that would be probably what you
Your
need
wife
to
listening
do.
Right now?
Yeah, maybe.
Snacks in the car? Hey, nope. Snacks.
He's not in the car.
Your team got your ass kicked last night. How's that, Snacks?
That's why they say don't listen to what Mr. Granato says.
Your team got your ass kicked. How's that taste? All right, Snacks.
He loves Alabama, too, in Texas.
Let's get G-Wiz in here.
And the Colts. He went to school with the Colts hat on yesterday.
God, how'd that work out?
Trolling everybody, although, frankly, the kids at his school don't care.
They don't care. G-Wiz, what's up?
Hey, what's up, baby? You know, my call is in response to that Alabama call a few minutes ago. First of all, I'm an LSU guy, man. I'm an LSU guy.
Okay.
Nice.
LSU fan came, stuck his finger in my booty.
No.
did you stick your finger in that guy's booty?
No, he didn't. Go ahead, G-Wiz. Don't listen to him.
No, it's all good, man. But it's like, I'm like, the audacity for any Alabama fan to call a radio station the next morning after you got your asses kicked. And complain that you don't have A, B, or C, stop it. Unacceptable. And it's like you kind of correct them. Like, come on, you reload with five stars. We're not trying to hear that.
Yeah.
Not the slightest bit.
It's pretty fair.
I do like the little jab that Colin took at college football in general last night. I think because he was right on point. I do see a slight shift in obviously, the power rankings. Alabama's going to be solid, but you got a lot of people that can do something about defensively that can implement similar schemes. Alabama is going to have some problems, I think, going forward. Offensively, you know, they're stacked. We see that. But I can definitely see right now maybe about 8 or 9 teams, and you mentioned a few of them earlier. I'm going to throw LSU in there as well because I think their defensive prowess. Notre Dame, Texas is going to come up. But the landscape of college football is definitely changing. We saw it last night.
Oh, there it is. Huh. I don't know if it's changing. This is 4 years now.
The same
you know what their record? Guess what the both teams' records are over the last 4 years?
It's identical.
55-4.
With two titles.
So this isn't, I don't think it's changing. It's what it is.
It's the feeling that it's changing.
How bad do you feel for Kelly Bryant? Everybody talking, that's all they're doing. Well, they had Kelly Bryant last year, got their ass kicked, and they said, well, we got to do something different.
But
Kelly Bryant.
It was the
I know
difference.
I know it's real. It's unfortunate.
It was
just,
the difference.
It's just unfortunate.
Playoff.
I'm over here.
Hey.
I'm over in Missouri. Y'all are
We didn't know where you were.
Talking
Sorry.
About me. I'm not dead. I'm playing
right
next
here.
Year.
We don't know where you are.
Stop,
you're not,
Herb
I'm playing
Street.
Next year.
You're not here, so you're not. You're not alive if you're not here.
Oh, God.
Everyone knew Trevor Lawrence when he was recruited was going to be the cause célèbre. He was the number one quarterback. He came in. He and Bryant, you know, Kelly grew a lot. Like, I mean, not Kelly. Trevor Lawrence grew a lot. Early in the season,
he
had flashes, but he had ups and downs. By the end of the year, that dude was a grown-ass man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really threw the ball well. I mean, he outplayed Tua. And Tua got rattled. We just haven't seen Tua get rattled this year. And Tua got really rattled and couldn't bounce back.
No. He got rattled in the,
I guess, against
Oklahoma.
The Georgia game. Yeah, he got rattled. But They also took a huge lead.
And Georgia.
He wasn't rattled in the first half of that game.
He wasn't very good at the end of the year.
No, he wasn't. But they took – now, Georgia, I would say yes. I would say against Alabama – against Georgia –
OU.
Against OU, they had their way. Like, he was lighting them up early in the game. I just think they pulled off the gas. Yeah. But the Georgia game was the first time we're like,
That's what lost him the Heisman.
You're right.
Georgia lost him the Heisman.
And the same weekend, you had Kyler Murray getting a revenge win against Texas, and that really swung. I think that probably did swing key votes.
Yeah.
That
all right. Raheel joins us on the other side right here on ESPN 97. We'll get your biscuit, Bill. We'll get you guys in here. Anybody else? 713-780-3776. In the meantime, yeah. Jeff Aaronoff. That's right. Jeff Aaronoff. I don't know why people think when you're talking about Rock Hard and you're talking about Jeff Aaronoff, that's the same thing. I mean, he is going to deal with all that. Those. I mean, if it's marble, granite, tile, I mean, these are hard things. This is what Jeff Aaronoff does. This is what Jeff Aaronoff does every single day. This is what Jeff Aaronoff does in apartment buildings. He constructed the bar at Damaris Barbecue on 18th Street and the feeder road, 610 feeder. He does entire vanities for all the entire hotels, puts in all the vanities. That's what he does every single day. So he can take care of your backyard. He can take care of your business countertop. He can take care of your home countertop. You need to replace that? That's what Jeff Aaronoff does every single day. Okay? He put in our outdoor kitchen. You, my friends, need an outdoor kitchen. All you got to do is call Jeff. He'll help you design it as well. It's all at 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. You need any of these things, you get 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. It's 713-880-2822.
ESPN 97.5.